You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government recently announced changes and funding for maths education in primary and intermediate schools. Among the changes include requiring all primary and secondary teachers to have an NCEA Level 2 qualification in maths and the introduction of standardised tests twice yearly for maths. The changes are the first major update in around 20 years and are cautiously welcomed by those in the sector. I spoke to Senior Lecturer of Mathematics Education at the University of Auckland, Lisa Darra, about the existing system and the potential changes. So, to start us off, what's the environment like at the moment and over the past, you know, few years for maths education in Aotearoa?
The maths education in Aotearoa has remained reasonably stable over the past few years. I know that Luxem is talking about a big crisis in mathematics education, but actually there hasn't been an enormous amount of change. Arguably, we do need to make some improvements in the way we teach maths, but things have been pretty steady and consistent over the past number of years.
Yeah, when you talked about there's a need for improvements, what kind of, I guess, is the scale for that need? Is there a huge demand or is it a smaller issue?
You could say a huge need, actually. We haven't had any kind of nationwide systematic professional learning in mathematics for two decades now. So the last time there was any real focused learning in the subject rolled out to schools was the Numeracy Project back in around about 2004. And so we're talking about a whole generation of teachers that haven't had any kind of learning, like in-school supported learning. And so when the Numeracy Project became out of fashion and many schools got rid of it, there was nothing that replaced it. So we've had a little bit of a vacuum for learning. And into that vacuum has come a variety of things. And so what we've seen is an enormous amount of different kinds of practices in different schools. The time is ripe for a little bit more learning in this area.
Yeah, and what are the kinds of consequences of that on students, particularly across schools in Aotearoa?
Well, unfortunately, one of the things that came in with the Numeracy Project was practices of ability grouping in primary schools, and we know from the research that ability grouping is detrimental for many, many of our children. It tends to limit the learning opportunities of those in the, like, placed in the so-called lower ability groups and really put the cap on their learning. And it creates this really wide range of achievement because some children just aren't getting access to the learning that they need the access to. And that makes it difficult for every teacher in every subsequent year to teach effectively. And so what we need is some kind of professional learning that helps teachers move past that practice of ability grouping so they can still cater to the students in their classroom and address the barriers to learning that those students have, but without using that practice.
Yeah, and then what are the kind of impacts on children and later in life, perhaps, if they're missing out on maths education here?
I mean, I think you can see the kind of impact when you talk to people in society. There are a lot of people that express lack of confidence in the subject, and it impacts on the sorts of careers they engage with. You see people potentially even making decisions that aren't financially wise because they don't understand the consequences of, for example, buying a car on finance or not really being able to engage with numerate activities in society. So there is a detrimental impact kind of psychologically as well as in career prospects and things.
Some of the changes have been announced so far. In terms of the other changes, what are some things you'd like to see there?
Well, I'd like to see more professional, like money for professional learning in schools. I know that the government has promised this sort of $2 million package to give exactly that, but what information we don't have is the nature of that support. What we're concerned about is that they might try to import some kind of program from another country and just roll it out in Aotearoa New Zealand without taking in consideration our learners, and just make the assumption that if it worked in Singapore, if it worked in the UK, then it will work in New Zealand. But that's not necessarily the case.
There's also talks of changes to the curriculum and twice yearly maths testing. What kind of impact could these changes have?
Well, I mean, the twice yearly testing, it all depends on what's done with that testing. I mean, I know that in later years of primary school, having a test twice a year is, you know, it's just a pretty ordinary practice. Many teachers use a number of different standardised tests that we have available and use it as a sort of formative assessment. But then if that test ends up being used to kind of judge the teacher on the quality of their teaching, or if it gets published in league tables and used to rank schools, we've seen internationally the detrimental effect that has on, it actually has a detrimental effect on teacher quality. And then I'm also a little bit concerned about the idea of testing for the very young children. You know, in years, even year three for a seven-year-old, doing a sit-down high-stakes test, just it's not even that useful. You can gather all you need to know about a child's mathematical needs by having a conversation with that child, asking them a few key questions, and that is sufficient formative assessment to plan your program as a teacher. So I can't see the twice yearly testing being useful across the board. I think it's one of those policies that you put in thinking that it will make a bigger difference than it will actually make to the quality of learning in the classroom.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think what's really important is that we don't rush this. I think when the curriculum actually becomes available, there needs to be time for all the stakeholders to give feedback on it. The curriculum's just written by a group of people. It needs consultation, and so we need to hear from the teachers what they think about that before it gets rolled out and mandated. And that's a process that we've always followed in the past, and it seems strange that we're not following that process again. And I think the other thing that we would benefit from when listening to teachers is hearing their calls for more teacher aids, for more learning support teachers in their classes. And if you want to make a real difference to maths education in this country, a bit of money put into that resource would go a long way.
That was Senior Lecturer at the University of Auckland, Lisa Darra, speaking to me about changes to the maths curriculum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.